coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in. Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, y'all? Three Wide Podcast is back on the airwaves one more time in 2020. Eddie Greer III here in Manhattan, Kansas for Three Wide Podcast with EG3. That is right. The latest in the world of motorsports. We're winding down the 2020 season, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three business divisions to all of motorsports. I'm just coming off of, just coming off the weekend in Kansas City. I'll talk about that momentarily throughout the podcast and get you set for Texas, the round of eight in all three divisions. Man, it's getting right down to business. It's three more weeks, three more races left in 2020. Wow, it's been heck. Well, kind of a up and down roller coaster ride, but definitely for sure we are getting down to it. Just three more weeks of the NASCAR season, sadly, but hey, we're getting right down to the nitty gritty, and there's already a couple spots locked up for the championship. Before we dive straight into this episode, of course, you follow me at Eddie underscore EG3. Again, Eddie underscore EG3 and the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, Stitcher, Radio.com, and more, including Amazon Music as well. Please, if you have Alexa, you can tell her to play or download the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast or the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. It's the same thing. And she will play it right for you. The latest episode was 200 episode of the Three Wide Podcast. It's a great episode with the Loose Lugs duo, the Loose Lugs Podcast, AJ and Ryan. If you missed out on that, please tell your friends to download it, check it out. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, rolling here on this October. I'm recording, actually, usually I record on Thursdays, but that's been switched around thanks to the NLCS. Of course, October 21st, 2020. This will go out, as usual, on Friday morning instead of Friday afternoon. So look out for this episode as well. So let's just get down into it. And actually, before we dive on there into breaking news that happened earlier this morning, of course, speaking of the National League Championship Series, yeah, everybody's been talking about or telling me, oh, how close we were to getting to the World Series. Was actually playing right now, Game 2 of the World Series, which I just checked before hitting the record button. Yeah, the Rays dominating this game as of the recording of this podcast right now. It's 5-0. I believe it's the sixth inning now. I have to go back and check it. But yeah, I mean, absolutely gotta be. I was feeling moping around the house for a little while. For a couple of days, but hey, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we had our chances. I mean, you can say, you know, the whole thing about Atlanta sports or whatnot. I mean, I'm not going to dive on in too much into all that, y'all. For some people do know what Atlanta sports bring through, some people don't. I'm going to let y'all figure it out. For those of you who don't know, I'm going to let y'all figure that out, because I don't have time to go into this. I didn't go through a whole show the disappointments of Atlanta sports, big moments and such like that, blowing big leads, especially blowing big leads, things like that. But yeah, very after going up 3-1, losing to Dodgers 3 in a row, and coming this close to getting into the World Series, but it is what it is, and we just keep getting better and better each year. And hopefully next year. I mean, really, not just like in NASCAR, for trying to get the championship four. Same thing applies, well, really, in the, kind of combining the two, really. I mean, you only get as many chances you want to get yourself in this position. If you're a young team, then, of course, you're going to have those things. But again, I mean, you have so, I mean, you can't grade it. You can't take things for granted. So we'll see what happens next year, obviously, with the Braves. And yes, everything is in line for another big year. But we'll have to see what happens in the offseason on that note. So, yes, the Braves eliminated in seven in a National League Championship Series. And I'm probably going to be talking about this tomorrow in my other podcast for K-State, the Purple Project podcast. Shameless plug right there. So I know I'll be talking about it some more. I know my co-host will be bringing it up on our recording tomorrow, getting ready for KU. So that's that. Speaking of news, let's get on right on down to business here on the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Yes, this morning, and it's been this news has been slurring around, obviously, for really the last few weeks on this podcast, we've been able to break breaking news. I know it's in the morning or in the afternoon, but still, we're able to break it to you here on this podcast. And we already know, you guys will already know when this podcast comes out, because I'm sure PETM, Lap Traffic, and a couple others, Fast Lap as well, Wrecking and Racing, and probably on top of this as well. You're going to hear the same thing here as well. Eric Jones to the 43, Richard Petty Motorsports. And there's already been insults about Bubba Wallace on Twitter. Listen, I mean, this is a downgrade. And I mean, yes, Eric Jones has been talented enough, but this is for me. I've been thinking about this all day, so I'm just gonna give it to you straight right here on the 3 Wide Podcast. Right, this is a downgrade of a decision. And I mean, all the rides taken, obviously, Eric Jones, you thought we were good going ahead at Motorsports. Obviously, the 14 was filled yesterday, so we're gonna get a little silly here in the podcast for a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, this is a downgrade. Unless they improve, yes, Richard Petty Motorsports has improved a little bit this year. They've shown a little speed on a racetrack. We talked about this year in 2020. Now you get an upgrade in the driver, the equipment. The jury. Yes, the jury is going to be still out on that equipment for next year. Yes, you're getting a highly caliber driver Eric Jones, and substitute him for Bubba Wallace, who we already talked about is going with the new team of Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan a couple weeks ago, starting their own team. So this is a downgrade, and this is kind of, I hate to put Eric Jones with this guy, but he, Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, everybody called him one more. This guy's going to win a lot of races, but he hasn't shown that. And yes, he's performed well in the last few races here up to this point, obviously. You know, had a good run going at Kansas. We were at Kansas over the weekend, and he hit the wall at some point. Had a lot of damage. Ended his afternoon at Kansas. But, yeah, I mean, he hasn't really shown. I mean, only two wins to show for it so far in his Cup career. So, and you're going to Richard Petty Motorsports expected to win there? I don't know. So at least EJ has a ride, but on the other side, will this team take that next step? Jury's still out on that, so we'll find out and see what happens there. But yes, Eric Jones going to the 43, and this is interesting enough. Jerry Baxter will still be the crew chief for Richard Petty Motorsports next year. So you have to break in a new guys, new crew chief, and everything else. And of course, you're going from Toyota to Chevrolet. Yes, I was that. Yes, I've been paying attention to that much for the 43. I thought it was Ford, but I think it's the 43. I want to say that. If not, I'll correct myself later on in the show. But yeah, so yeah, going. I mean, Toyota. I mean, you're with JGR, having pretty much guaranteed fast race cars And now you're going to Richard Petty Moore Sports, who have run, I mean, here and there, they'll have that aspects of, you know, sometimes running up in the top 15, and you have other weeks they'll be running just inside the top 25. So, I mean, we're going to find out. I mean, they have still have that alliance with Richard Childress Racing. I mean, we see improvement. So now you get an upgrade in the driver. We'll see. I mean, I mean, yes, your driver, the iconic 43. Can EJ put it back in the victory lane? I don't know. It's too early. Even in late October, it's still a little too early for that. But I'm just calling it what it is. I mean, so the 43, they have not run up front. I mean, the closest we've seen them were obviously Restricted Plate Plate Racing, Speedway Racing, same thing. Speedway, we've seen this 43 up there. Bubba Wallace taking it a couple occasions up there, almost winning the race. So we all know Speedway Racing, anybody can win that. But it's the tracks outside of that, the mile and a half, the short tracks, and, of course, road courses that we're going to see a lot of next year's on the schedule. We talked about that slightly on this podcast. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, this is a little downgrade for Eric Jones. I mean, everybody talks about this guy. This dude's going to win a lot of races, and he has not done that Joe Gibbs Racing. So obviously, we know Christian Bell taking his place in the 20. So that's that. That's the breaking news this morning. Obviously, that's been circling around, and now that's been made official. Eric Jones to the 43. Meanwhile, yesterday, Chase Briscoe, who we talked about on the podcast last week with AJ and Ryan from the Loose Lugs podcast, going Chase Briscoe officially going to the 14, replacing Clinton Bowyer in that Stuart Racing 14. What a big moment this is. And of course, Chase Briscoe punched the ticket to the championship four over the weekend in the Xfinity Series. So he still has unfinished business there, trying to cap off a memorable year with the championship. 9 wins for Chase Briscoe this year. He's been tearing it up. His goal is to get 8. Well, he's passed that with 9. And he, like Harvick in the Cup Series, can score double digits here to cap off 2020. We'll see what happens there. But Chase Briscoe following his longtime childhood hero, Tony Stewart, to that ride. And Tony Stewart having high praise for this cat, Chase Briscoe. Pretty much he sees a lot of himself in Chase. That's something else right there. So that's interesting of itself right there. But hey, I mean, these two allies each other. Well, yes, Tony Stewart was brought up in a different age of NASCAR. So, but yeah, Chase Briscoe now put him in the 14 ride. So interesting to see. I mean, all the pieces isn't there just yet. This is just the start of the piece of the puzzle here, but Chase Briscoe, obviously the year that he had, and obviously the up and downs off the racetrack, unfortunately, with he and his wife Marissa, and then that whole situation, that unfortunate situation with the baby and everything else there. So I mean, they overcome so much already for this cat, Chase Briscoe, unbelievable. And now you get the nod in his 14 ride. So, Chase Briscoe to the 14, Eric Jones to the 43, Daniel Suarez teaming up with Justin Marks with his new ride, with his new team next year, Bubba Wallace there, and Alex Bowman going to the 48, I already talked about C-Bell going to the 20, and which now leaves the bigger news, Kyle Larson returns, has been reinstated to NASCAR, and now everybody's been linking him to Hendrick, to the other car. So we'll see how what spoilers there, what goes on in that camp right there. So Kyle Larson back in the ball game in NASCAR. So the Kyle Larson watch is officially on. If it's not already has for the last several weeks, talks has been heating up about him coming back into NASCAR. So that's been made official early this week as well. A lot of moving parts and pieces now to this thing moving forward. So Larson back in the ball game. We'll see where he lands. Obviously effective the first of the new year for Kyle Larson. So Larson back in the game. He's been tearing things up on a dirt track. So, man, there's a lot of things going on in the silly season. The puzzle is starting to come together. It's actually almost there. So, silly season has been one for the ages, that's for sure. So, silly season, the puzzles, the pieces coming together for next season.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Trucks at Kansas last week, started that doubleheader last weekend, and Brett Moffitt finally breaking the string. 1-2 finishes between him and his teammate Sheldon Creed. This time, he was, 0-3 with his teammate Sheldon Creed, but this time gets him where it counts. Brett Moffitt, after a down performance, and I picked Sheldon Creed last week on the podcast. Brett Moffitt scoring a win. They're late there and punch a ticket to the. He's the first of the truck drivers to get his ticket to Arizona for the Championship 4 race in a couple weeks. Really, a couple weeks. Brett Moffitt in gets it the right time. First win late in the season and the right time to get it for this cat, Brett Moffitt. And he's come up, he's finished second like 4 or 5 times this year in the series. Of course, most of them to his teammate Sheldon Creed, who definitely had the faster race car, who had a really dominant car in this, not car, car, dominant truck in this race. Once again, this is the fourth 1-2-3, either fourth or fifth 1-2-3, I believe it's number 4 for GMS. What a year that organization's had in the truck series there. But Brett Moffitt returning to the Championship 4 where he was last year, this time back in the game. Woo! After 20 races in, Brett Moffitt getting his ticket to the Championship 4 race in Arizona, November 6th there. Sheldon Creed, 61 laps led, fell short. Moffitt, 15 laps en route to the victory there. And then we're just go down to the top 10 here, and we'll point out the playoff driver. I'll point out the playoff drivers as we go along. Sheldon Creed, playoff driver, finished second. Austin Hill, third playoff driver. Playoff driver here in fourth, Grant Emminger. Chandler Smith, fifth. Christian Eck is sixth. Timothy Peters, making a big appearance in the 52 truck there. Seventh, interesting story there. Matt Crafton, playoff driver, finished 8th. Derek Krause, who I picked as a sleeper, 9th. And Trevor Bain, right at the top 10 there. So, almost half the playoff drivers in this top 10 pretty much there. And he had Zane Smith finished in the 11th spot, just outside of the top 10. In a non-playoff note here, Haley Diggin in a first truck race. And speaking of Diggin, Haley getting the official ride full-time next year for DGR Crossley Racing in that 17 truck. Exciting stuff there. Haley Diggin, impressive performance there, finishing in the 16th position. She finished ahead of Johnny Sauter there. That's good. Ben Rhodes, who's still in the playoffs, finished in front of him. And a couple of others in this mix here, obviously. So, and Tyler Ankrum, a playoff driver, finished deep in the field. 34th, that's not going to get it done there, unfortunately. And Ben Rose, especially, you thought he would be much of a factor. A disappointing 20th place finish for Ben Rhodes there in the truck series at Kansas. Obviously, Texas is next on the list for the truck series. Brett Moffitt has a ticket. Who's going to be next? The starting lineup for trucks for all three series were announced earlier today as well. Let's check out how they see it right now in the playoff position. Obviously, Brett Moffitt locked in. Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, and Zane Smith. Zane Smith getting the nod here. Has the final spot for now, but he's only 7 up in front of Thor Sports Racing Grant Emminger right now. He's behind the cut line. Matt Crafton's got some work to do. Ben Rhodes, yeah, you're in a must-win situation. And Tyler Ingram, yep, must-win as well. I'm not going to waste my time mentioning the deficit because pretty much easy enough there in that situation. Maybe Matt Crafton can make him some points. He's 15 from the cut line himself heading in to Texas Motor Speedway where Sheldon Creed had some problems the first time. He even had a fast truck there. So we'll see what happens there. Zane Smith, who had a competitive truck the first time also, so he has that coveted final spot for now. Two races left to decide the final four in the truck series there. Yeah, Ben Rhodes, Tyler Ingram, lots of work to do there for those gentlemen. And yes, the SpeedCash.com 400 kicks off another... I want to check it real quick. Yeah. So actually, that's a standalone. Yeah, that's going to be a race by itself here. I'm racing now. Actually, that's the start of a doubleheader, actually. That's Sunday. So man, I'm going through here real quick to double check that. Yeah, that's a doubleheader for the trucks to kick it off on Sunday. Then the Cup Series will follow that immediately following that. So in the standalone race is the Xfinity Series race on Saturday afternoon with the O'Reilly Auto Parts 300, 3:30 Central Time. It's a 4:30 Eastern Time start, folks, for the Xfinity Series, the Get Outdoor Truck Series. Then 11 a.m. Central Time with the SpeedyCash.com 400. Who is next to get their ticket to Arizona? Find out on FS1. The Xfinity Series is on NBCSN along with the Cup Race on Sunday with the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 500 there. EG3 for the 3-Wide Podcast. We rolling on here before we get up to our halftime break on the podcast here. Xfinity, that was why. Obviously, in the second half of the podcast, I will talk about the day, which was hella cold and windy. I'll talk about that a little more when we come back from the halftime break. But yes, Xfinity real quick here. Boy, another big wreck. Again, coming out of here for the Xfinity Series. And let me tell you this, for whatever reason, we get these big wrecks in the Xfinity Series for the second, really for three years in a row, we've seen this in Kansas City with the Xfinity Series race. Really changed things up, and Noah Gregson, Austin Cindric mixing it up there after, it was in the middle of stage one because Austin Cindric, a favorite going to Arizona. He's going to have some work to do here for the next 2 weeks if he's going to get their contact there. Noah Gregson trying to make something happen there. Coming out of turn two, getting loose there. Had a TV on mute. Had the tablet on mute while watching a football game. I was watching the Georgia-Alabama game and having a race on at the same time. So I couldn't hear what the announcer said. Obviously, Rick Allen, Steel Tart, Jeff Burton on the call there for the Xfinity Series race. And I have not seen the Cup race on TV, obviously, because I was at the Cup race in person, which, I have alluded to for the last few minutes. But, yeah, this thing got wild in a hurry. Austin Cindric saying that Kansas was a kryptonite. Are his chances trying to get to Championship 4? Well, it hit again with contact with Noah Gregson. Strikes again. And I've already mentioned Chase Briscoe with punching a ticket to Arizona. He did that in dominant fashion. I mean, this is another dominant performance in the playoffs for Chase Briscoe at a mile and a half track. We saw this at Vegas. And we're seeing it again here. And we saw that again in Kansas City Saturday night. Briscoe put an ass kicking on the field, 159 laps total led in this race, and what a year. And getting 14 Cup ride next year, what a year. And he'll have a chance to solidify that with a chance to win the championship in a couple weeks in Phoenix, Arizona, Phoenix Raceway, the new home this year's championship weekend. And he'll be back next year as well. We talked about that a little bit on the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Yeah, so Briscoe, plow driver, finished first. Daniel Hemric, Second, Ryan Sieg, playoff driver. He finished in the third spot. Justin Haley, who led 34 laps. Actually, excuse me, my bad. He did not lead laps. I'm looking at the wrong column. Justin Haley finished fourth playoff driver. How about the night of Austin Hill and Brett Moffitt? Let's start off with him. Austin Hill, yes, but I had to give these guys a shout out, though. Austin Hill, a player all night long, into the top 10 all night long, finished in the fifth spot. Kudos. Austin Hill and Brett Moffitt had big days. They're doing double duty. Josh, let's not forget the man in the middle in between these guys. Josh Williams in the 92 Chevy. Finished in the sixth spot. Damn. Josh, and I believe Josh Williams finished in top 10 earlier this year. This is career best for that number 92 team. Way to go, Josh Williams and Brett Moffitt, finishing in the seventh spot. Michael Annette, who was eliminated, finished eighth. Playoff driver Brandon Jones, a streak of two straight wins at Kansas come to an end, finished ninth. And Justin Allgaier, playoff driver, finished in the 10th spot. There, Ross Chastain, 12th on the night in KC. Therefore, colleague racing again. You gotta go down to Austin Snurk. This is bad. 28th position for Austin, who came up in there with a good ass cushion. Leaves. Need to get some work to do. That's what I gotta say. Costly night for him. And you throw in Noah Gregson, who finished shotgun through the field. That dead last. Ouch. 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 Yeah, you cannot afford that kind of finish and expect to make the playoff run. Especially Noah Gregson was tagged to be an opportunity to make it to Arizona for the Final Four. Well, he has work to do, and yeah, you're in a must win in that situation. So finishing dead last does not help you in Texas, where he went into trouble early this year with Riley Herbst. So then bode well for him in his instance here. Ryan Sieg, to kind of to make our way up through the grid here. Ryan Sieg, he has a chance to make up some points. Ryan Sieg was at one point second there. So Ryan Sieg trying to make some bold moves up here. Trying to do something here. 17 out. He'll have to catch a break or two here and continue to do what he's doing. But right now he's outside the cut line. Ross Chastain. Teammates Ross Chastain and Justin Haley sit outside the transfer spots. Heading into Texas. Justin Haley only two out from Austin Snider, who has the final playoff spot. Barely. He's barely hanging on right now. So, I mean, he had a big-ass cushion, some 40-point cushion. It's all gone. But gone. He can't afford a mistake. And no, Austin, he was very strong at Texas. And actually got credited for the win thanks to Kyle Busch, 54 team, failing post-tech the last time we were at Texas. So look out for that. Austin, he's going to need all the points to get if he's going to make it to Arizona with a chance. So, Kryptonite striking twice for that Austin Center. Really, he looked good at Kansas the first time. So, I would have had more confidence than that. But, going into the situation, Austin Center losing all those that cushion. So, he can't afford another bad race, or he's going to be looking at a tall ladder going forward. Justin Haley only two out. Ross Chastain 12 out right now. So, you're looking at Briscoe locked in to Arizona. All guy here. 11 to the good right now. Brandon Jones, 9 to the good. Cindric, 2 to the good. That's the 4 right now if we're in Arizona right now. So things are going to be really spicy on Saturday for these guys. And we've already mentioned the time and place for the Xfinity Series. So, man, for what I take it, Austin Cindric, a mistake or another bad fish away from looking at possibly a must-win for what it's worth at Martinsville. You don't want to put yourself in that spot. Martinsville, none of these guys don't have, I mean, maybe Allgaier, maybe, but, and I know Chastain's got experience, but other than those guys, whoo, that's going to be a crapshoot on Martinsville. So, if I'm Austin Cindric or I'm those guys, you do not want to put yourself in that spot at all, especially you're one of the favorites trying to make it to Phoenix That's an uphill battle itself. So this is a huge, huge for all those teams going in there, except for Briscoe. He can basically just chill out and wait to Phoenix. But yeah, that race right there, I think this is the biggest race of the year right here, because you don't know what you're going to get from Martinsville. None of these, probably you want to say 95% of this field doesn't have experience at this Papers Club. Outside of Chastain, yeah, put him in there. Maybe all guy, but other than that, none of these guys don't have any experience. So I'm just looking up that up and down this list, y'all. Yeah, I mean, you can't put maybe for the exception of Chastain, probably. Well, and maybe Daniel Hemric, probably. But other than that, you have no experience in Martinsville, so you're putting yourself in highly risk situation if you have a bad race this weekend at Texas. So, Texas, this is going to be, mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest race of the year. I know Martinsville, the cutoff race, but for the Xfinity Series right here, oh yeah, it's big. It's big money, and same can probably go for the trucks, too, for that matter. So, as well, big race coming up, and you do not want to finish poorly at Texas. Time to take the halftime break right on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III here in chilly Matt in Kansas here, mid-40s here as we record this podcast. When I return to the podcast here. That's too early. Hold up. So when we come back to the podcast, finally, we'll get to the Cup side of things, talk about a day, a chilly, windy afternoon, overcast afternoon for this Cup race. And yeah, you're going to get my thoughts on the whole Joey Logano thing and get you set the scene for Texas. We'll come back after this.
Don't get caught in the middle. The 3-Wide podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Moffitt, the winner of the Clean Harbors 200 last weekend, and Chase Briscoe, the Kansas Lottery 300 winner, part of the triple header weekend from Kansas Speedway last weekend. Eddie Greer III back for the 3-Wide podcast with EG3, Gator Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy. Oh my goodness, I said Monster Energy. Yeah, it's getting late here today. NASCAR Cup Series, the three race divisions, and all. I'm used to it all of NASCAR. Again, a NASCAR Cup Series. My fault, guys. So, I mentioned today at Kansas, Sunday, cold as in get out, windy as in get out. I mean, in the conditions, that wind was whipping around. It was already chilly. 40s, it felt like it was in the 20s. For what it was worth out there. Glad to see the fans, the hardy fans of KC, shut out indeed. Going out to the fans to make that race, including myself and a couple of friends as well. We were going to have a bigger crowd, well, actually, bigger group, but the weather changed all that, and I don't blame them. And for the reaction of what took place on Twitter after the race, yeah, it might have been worth it to probably stay at home. but hey, man, I did not want that break, that streak of not going to the race, so it was worth going out there and seeing the accident. Yeah, Joey Logano, somehow, I mean, I still don't know how he won that race. Dude was, did not obviously, and it's just that he did not have the winning car. He obviously did not have the winning car because this dude was running back in the late, into the top 15 at one point in his race. He was back there in 12th, 13th position. He didn't even earn stage points in stage two, if I remember that correctly. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, because for that team to do what it does, and that team, that squad, that Pitsy squad, they got a wheel man. I mean, we know Joey Logano, when the chips are down, dude's going to put it out there. They just know he's going to lay out on a line. He don't give a shit. What you think about him? And that's what this guy is. I mean, this is the perfect definition of a driver that doesn't give a you-know-what about making any friends. He doesn't want to make friends, and that's the ideal situation. I mean, sometimes I don't understand why a driver is trying to make friends before the race. I don't understand that, and I have made that plea on this podcast plenty of times, and Joey Logano is one of those guys that he's out there to win the races, and when the chips are down, he makes it happen. Of course, Kevin Harvick calling Joey Logano the best blocker in the business, and obviously it helps me have one of the better spotters in NASCAR and TJ Majors. But I'm still to this day still kind of puzzled how he pulled that off. I thought for sure Harvick was going to get around him. Obviously, Harvick finishing in the second spot to Joey Logano, and this is, I'm Kevin Harvick. I mean, yes, he's still in good position to get himself to Arizona. But if I'm Harvick, that's the guy I do not want to see in the Final Four at all. I mean, we learn anything with the Big Three and me just a couple years ago when Joey Logano took down the Big Three. Well, Joey Logano, if Hamlin goes through, he could probably, he's in position to probably take down the Big Two. It's his head because, yeah. So, Logano looking for a second championship. So, there's too many twos in that sentiment there. But, yeah, he got to give the guy a lot of grief on Twitter, obviously, because of my group, the True X Nation group, don't like him. But, hey, I mean, you got to give him a little credit, right? I mean, if the dude drove his ass off for the last 40 laps there and held off. Yeah, the package does suck. I mean, the racing was okay. I really thought the racing there, and yeah, the package doesn't help terms there, and everybody's making complaints of the package. I mean, you're going to have to run this, run the same car next year too, so you're going to have to figure it out. Eventually, but off the next gen car won't be till 2022. So you gotta put up with this stupid bubble racing, this bubble of blocking for one more full year of this before moving to the next gen car. So you're gonna have to put up with it for another year of this racing that restarts. You're gonna have to get on, get in restarts. We're just there's something else. I tell you what, going 4-3, sometimes 4-wide. Off of turn two, and you can see it definitely. Them restarts got you jumping. They had us going, standing up on your feet. You didn't know what was going to happen, especially come off of turn four. Those cars were like speedway race cars. They were just gaggled up tight, coming off of four to the finish line to the tri-oval. That adrenaline rush gets me every time right there. But you got to give the guys some credit here. We're doing what he has to do. I mean, he knew the situation. He came in there needing to win. Well, he could have pointed his way in now. He could have done that. But instead, you know his mindset. We all know Logano's mindset when it comes to this thing. We should know what happened. It ain't the ominous saying. I hate to bring it up. Situation, but I mean, if Logano's not winning that race, he's probably still trailing Chase Elliott. So he moves, he boots the cut line just like Kurt Busch did in the last round. So not what Bowman needed, not what Chase needed, not what Kurt needed, especially not what MTJ needed, who started in the back of the field, not passing tech, and that in itself, I mean, Yeah, you're starting in the back. You got your craft for it. I thought for sure. I mean, he made his way up to the field. I'm going to put him aside for right now here, but absolutely, Joe Logano getting the win there and punching a ticket to the championship for where he won early in the year. It seems like a lifetime ago. Joe Logano, last time around in Arizona, held off who? Held off Kevin Harvick. So, yeah, Harvick made a huge... Harvick, I didn't want to see that card in the Final Four. I'll be straight up. If I'm Kevin Harvick, I don't want to see that card. And yet, Penske, they ran really well at Arizona the first time. So, and yet, Keselowski having that final playoff spot as of now, going to Texas right there. And Denny Hamlin, we'll get Denny Hamlin in a moment. I wasn't aware. I wasn't really paying attention to him. Other than he went to pit road late in the race there for hitting the wall there, which cuts his deficit in half. So he can't afford another mistake going in to Texas. He can't do that. So, but yeah, I'm Harvick and Hamlin. I did not want to see Logano in a championship four, and now he's there. So, woo, it's going to be something. It's going to be something. So, see what happens there. Logano took care of business. Harvick could not get around. With like three laps to go, I thought for sure he was going to put the move on Logano. Didn't do it, and the results of that, falling to Joey Logano. Logano led 47 laps. Harvick leading a race high 85 laps in this race. Let's run down the top 10 of playoff race, the round of 8 playoff race number 1 in this round of Hollywood Casino 400. Logano, Harvick, Bowman. Finished third. Yeah, your top four playoff drivers all finished there. Actually, half of the field playoff drivers finishing in the first four spots, and that includes Brad Keselowski, who finished fourth. Kyle Busch finished in the fifth spot. Chase Elliott, who was strong out of the gate. I thought it was going to be his day, but he had a rally back to finish sixth. Blaney, seventh. Chase Elliott led 48 laps. William Byron finished eighth. MTJ, who started in the back of the field, finished ninth. And Christopher Bell. Bell had a great run throughout the afternoon. He finished in the top 10. How about that? Christopher Bell really coming on here late in the year. And again, like I stated early on in the show, going that 20. We all know that by now. If you don't, you've been sleeping underneath a rock. But Christopher Bell had a real good run. Their course, Levine Family Racing, only three more races for them before they close their doors here in 2020. See Bell there in the 20th position. 10th position, excuse me. Woo.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Alex Bowman. Been hot in these playoffs, finishing in the third spot. He was coming on there late there, and I thought he got real close to Kevin Harvick late in the race as the race won it down. This 88 really building momentum, and it's going to Texas, man. That's going to Texas next on the list. I mean, Bowman's got to. He's going to have to win. He's going to have to win. I mean, these guys. I said it from the get go. Anyways. Guys on the outside of the cut line, they're going to have to win. I mean, that's unless something happens badly to the fourth guy, the last guy in the transfer spot. I mean, they're going to have something up there. Bowman runs well at Texas. We'll see what happens there. But Alex Bowman got a lot of momentum right now. That's the guy I'm going to be watching. And that's the guy I'm a little early on the gun. He picks in the sleeper picks there. And which are, by the way, I'm going to run down those real quick before the end of the show tonight. But boom, that's somebody we're going to have to keep an eye on Sunday afternoon for sure there. That's going to be interesting for sure. Obviously, Harvick starting on the pole for this race, even though Logano won the race. So Harvick, another pole there for this race. Logano is actually starting second in the race on Sunday. So obviously, you have your top eight there. In that position, Chase Elliott, I thought he was going to do something right here. And finished sixth. I already mentioned Martin Truex Jr. starting behind the eight ball in the back of the field. I thought he was going to, he was charging up there and then he just stalled out right there all day and struggled on restarts like he's done this year. So I don't think restarts is his strong suit for whatever reason, but he's going to have to get on. And I already mentioned it. I tweeted it out even before the race, days before the race. This team's going to have to win to get in. And, yeah, I mean, pretty much, I'm going to make this pretty cut and clear. You're going to have to win to get in. Or that, or have some help, which is probably a long shot for now. But yeah, that 19 team, they're gonna have some work to do there. That was very odd for them to struggle, but still come back somehow to finish in the back end of the top 10. Denny Hamlin, I mean, yeah, this 11 team, I mean, they were up there. They won stage two, I believe, in this race. Denny Hamlin, 58 laps, finished 15th after hitting the wall. Yeah, this team, they seem to be off the game. And I have to mention this on several fronts in these playoffs. I mean, Harvick has at least won a few races in the playoffs. Denny Hamlin has not. And they've shot themselves in the foot a few times in these playoffs. And that's got to be concerning, I mean, for a team. Now, I've been a long lobbyer of the three different winners and to knock out somebody who's going to be a lock-in for that second spot. And they're quality drivers now back there now. I mean, yeah, Kurt Busch, blown motor. He was running solidly in the top 10. Blown motor pretty much killed any of his chances. Yeah, you're in must-win mode. Mark Trish, you're in must-win mode. Alex Bowman probably can make up some ground. Chase Elliott still in striking distance. 8 points back of Brad Keselowski heading into the Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday afternoon. But yeah, it definitely, I mean, Denny Hamlin, I mean, it seems like we've been logging a journal on the Denny Hamlin not winning a championship deal for the last couple of years, being the best guy, best driver for the last really couple of years and not getting it done. And here we are again, this team shooting themselves in the foot. And now you possibly, if you were to get through the Arizona, you're going to have to deal with Joey Logano too. that's not good. I mean, that's not good in general. So you're possibly, if you don't get Chase Elliott in there, you might have to deal with two pits of cars in there to get your first championship. So that's not a good afternoon for that race team. After being winning stage two, holding off Kevin Harvick, Hamlin, the story of 2020, and now Joey Logano is going to have something to say about that, possibly in a couple weeks. Then we'll see who fills the other two slots there. But yeah, I mean, they're week on and week off for whatever reason. But yeah, I mean, the 11 team, they better get their stuff right. I mean, yeah, they dominated at Arizona a year ago with that dominant performance to punch their ticket to Homestead a year ago, where they had a chance there to possibly win their first championship, but stepped on their own toes like they know how to do in these playoffs. So they're going to have to get their act together. I know they've been obviously the second best team this year, but they don't get their act together here, including the driver, they're going to waste another year winning all these races and not win a championship. I mean, yeah, Denny's demeanor, you can say, I can give him my best shot and whatnot. You mean, I don't give a damn. I mean, I can win these races, but I don't win a championship. I mean, it's all right. It's gotta be bull. It's gotta be going through the back of his mind. I mean, you have all the success, including the chemistry that he and Chris Gabehart have. I mean, so yeah. I mean, we're gonna get our answer here in a couple weeks here, and he's gonna have to be really careful because he has another 15th place run like that. That's gonna bring everybody else a little bit closer to him. You don't want that. So 20 points out. Yeah, he had like some 40 point advantage, and just like Austin Cindric, he had a 40 point advantage going in here, and he lost half of that. So you can't afford another mistake going into this deal. Yeah, Alex Bowman, 27 out. Ooh, yeah, you're in must-win mode. So pretty much Bowman, Truex, Kurt Busch, yeah, you're in must-win mode. Chase Elliott still got a solid chance to unseat Keselowski. We'll have to see what happens this weekend at Texas. So that's kind of what I want to bring up right there. A little interesting scenario with that team going to Texas. And remember what happened there last playoffs. spun through the infield grass with damage, really screwed up his day. But we all know what happened the week after that. He battled back to get himself to Championship Four. So again, Denny Hamlin better be careful with that. So yeah, so moving on. That's kind of a wrap up from Kansas, really. I mean, yeah, Kansas is very cold and windy. Full head of wind all day long, but the shout out to the fans who made a trip out there to Casey this weekend, where we did not see the race a few months ago due to the rule of no fans in the stands. Very fortunate to go out there this time around to see the playoff race this time, and very unexpected. I mean, Logano was definitely, they won this race on track position. Again, Paul Wolf, one of the best strategists in the game, crew chief wise in the game, getting your driver up front as a necessary, and he did it again on improving his worth and proving why this combination was dangerous to begin with anyway. So, yeah, I'm Harvick and Hamlin. Yeah, I'm a little worried. The Auto Trade of Echo Park Automotive 500, 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern. On NBC's NPR Ran, we'll have flag-to-flag coverage of that race as well. Man, this thing is going to get down to business here pretty soon. And the last time we're at Texas, RCR finished 1-2, led by Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick. And what's the common denominator? What did I just say? Those guys won it on track position. Yeah, track position, and held off Kyle Busch and Joey Logano in the process of that. So yeah, I mean, this is going to be critical. Again, I mean, somebody's going to throw the Hail Mary out here. I bet you this. There's somebody who's going to throw the Hail Mary and put themselves in position late in this race. We have to get a race with caution like we always do these things. We did not see it. We did not see that Kansas. We did not see the late race caution there. Everything was green. Green as go for those last 40 plus laps there for Logano to constantly hold off Kevin Harvick. He did what he had to do there. So man, it's a sets up like this. So we're gonna wrap up with the predictions from last week and this week here. Come up on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Eddie Gritter, 3rd. He was y'all recording on this Wednesday night, 21st. 2020. Let's get this in for the last time here tonight on the podcast.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Kevin Harvick, going back to 2017, has racked up 7 top 10s and 3 wins. Harvick obviously going to be the main factor again. You know he's going to have a fast race car. Joey Logano already punched the ticket to the Championship Four, returning after missing it last year. 6 top 10s for Joey Logano. Average finish of 6. Harvick, an average finish of 3rd. Kurt Busch, he's going to be doing a Hail Mary this weekend there after the blown engine. But he was in a deep hole to begin with anyways. There are 7 top 10s for Kurt Busch in that span. Chase Elliott, 3 top 10s. Truex, 4. So that's what I'm looking at right now with playoff drivers as well. Bowman's not up here, but he's been red hot as of late. As I said, RCR, Richard Childress Racing, pulling off the 1-2 finish. Austin Dillon leading the charge there. They won this on 2 tires. And I believe Tyler Reddick took no tires, if I remember correctly. So yeah, Austin Dillon won this race on track position and getting 2 tires there to hold off the field. What will we see late in this race Sunday? We'll find out soon enough. So man, it's gonna get crazy here for Texas. So Logano has the first spot. Who's gonna get the next ticket to Arizona? Find out on PRN. This weekend. Alright, so kind of recap these picks here from last week. I had Sheldon Creed who finished 2nd, Derek Krause who finished 9th, so I had a solid picks there. Ryan had Austin Hill finish 3rd, Haley Deegan who finished 16th, yeah, solid there as well. AJ Zane Smith 11th, and Johnny Sauter, who finished in the 18th position, the Xfinity Series. AJ had Allgaier, who finished 10th. Ryan Sieg had 3rd. He had the better, really, of the two of us. Ryan had the 9 of Gregson, who finished dead last. Yeah, killed any of his chances there. And Harrison Burton for Ryan, who finished in 11th spot. I had Cindric, who finished 28th, who he got into a little bit of a toe-to-toe match with Gregson there, beating Bang with the race car on a mile and a half. That's not going to work out well for you. 28th, and Brandon Jones ahead, finished 8th in the Cup Series. Ryan had Harvick, who finished 2nd. The Harnett duo of Byron and Johnson. Byron was finished in the top 10, as I mentioned. It's half of the podcast. And Jimmy Johnson, career winding down, 31st at Kansas. Ouch. AJ had Kyle Busch, had a solid day there, finished 5th. And Tyler Reddick, a disappointing 25th finish there. And Mark Treschinger, for me, of course, finished 9th. After starting that back of the field, he's got a lot of work to do. He's going to get to the championship 4 in Arizona. Blaney finished 7th there for my sleeper pick. All right, so now get to these picks here before we close the show here on the podcast here real quick. Man, so that leaves the Outdoor Truck Series race here this weekend. Man, I'm going to go Grant Emminger this weekend. And I'm going to ask, I'll just tweet you the sleeper pick here this weekend if I can. So Grant Emminger, I'm going to put him in there in the mix. I'm going to ride that train. I'm going to ride a Derek Crouch train for another week for the sleeper pick. He got me a top 10. I'll stay there. So I picked Grant Emminger this weekend to get a ticket to Arizona. See what happens there as well. Now, Xfinity for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 300. Here, their lineup has already been announced. Briscoe's on the pole there. You know, I'm going to go outside the walls here. This guy's going to need to get it done. Oh, man. I'm going to go with a 10 car this week of Chastain. Yep, he's 12 out. Man, he's going to have to get to the front somehow. He was up in the top 5 the first time. I'm going to go Chastain. And for a sleeper pick here, I'm going to go to the 0-2 of Brett Moffitt this weekend. So I got that going on. And of course, yep, I'm going Bowman in the Cup Series this week. And who I'm going to go as a sleeper this weekend? Ooh, man, we'll see going down here. Man, that's a good question here. I'm going to go to 95 of Christian Bell. I'm going to have to write these down here for you at the end of the podcast. So definitely get on that. So yeah, so I got Bowman and Bell in the Cup Series, Chastain and Moffitt in the Xfinity Series race on Saturday, and on Sunday to keep things off in a double header this weekend. I got Grant Emminger, slot A, and I'm going to stick with the Derek Crouse. I really like this guy. Got another top 10 this weekend, or let's say last weekend, so I like that pick a lot. I'm going to write him for a second straight week on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So Texas, man, always can get out. Fast racetrack, different corners, different layouts, and we'll see who gets the next tickets to Arizona, folks. You can follow me at @Eddie_EG3 on the Twitter and the 3-wide NASCAR podcast. You know what to do on that. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you listen to it on Apple Podcasts, please, if you have time, leave us a 5-star rating. That helps us out tremendously. Gets the word out on the 3-wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, the latest NASCAR podcast for you. Playoffs, man, winding down to the nitty gritty. The round of 8 continues at Texas this weekend, which is 7 to 8 hours away from where we're at in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. So be looking out this weekend for all the action on FS1, NBCSN, and PRN this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast this weekend, or say this week here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah, it's that time of night, folks. Big D, big thanks to him for what he's been doing all year long on the producer side. I'm your host, Eddie Greer III. Appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to this episode. Remember, if you have not listened to Big 200 already, please do, along with our other podcast, which is in there as well. A lot of good stuff here to cap off the 2020 year. Unfinished business here in Texas. Three races to go. Who's next to get their tickets to Arizona? We'll find out. We're going. I'm not going to Texas, but Texas, buckle up. Let's go. We out.
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.